Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a college porn class, Josh drinking, and fires. They're all coming up right after this.
They said to take a number, so we lined up single file. I was toward the back, number 143, so I knew it would be a while. The invitation said, free pork fest, Saturday, noon to 3. And the good Lord knows, nobody likes porking quite as much as me. Got a pocket full of rubbers, all 14 colors. Man, I'm loaded for bear. I was nervous at first, but met some folks. Even shook hands with the mayor. We're going helter-skelter in the picnic shelter. Oh, what's this gonna be? They stuck an apple in her mouth by the open pit. Old-fashioned rotisserie. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? It ain't polite to stare. Hog roast or gangbang? I see 4 feet in the air. Hog roast or gangbang? Man, the line is moving fast. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? Either way, I'm guaranteed a piece of ice. Hey, man, more reverbs. Make it sound like Molly Hodges. There's no wine and dine in this chow line. Just wham, bam, thank you, man. Thank you, man. I moved up 10 spots when I gave Scotty Winkler some wet naps for his hands. They said, flip her over. It's time for another beast. Take all you want, but eat all you take, cause nothing should go to waste. Even though it's called a pitching, I hear some are pulling out. Not me. I'm gonna start at the tail and finish at her snout. The ones that are done waddle on by, wiping off their face. I swear to God, I'm coming back next year, cause man, I love this place. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? Either way, I'm getting some pink. Hog roast or gangbang? I'm not kidding, I love that pink. Hog roast or gangbang? I'm busy and losing focus. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? I think I got the crabs or caught trichinosis. Damn pig flu.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie Griswold is at the National Weather Desk.
Strong winds, Chick.
Strong winds are going to blow. And here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much, Chick McGee.
Yes, sir.
Now, we have an interesting news story out of Utah, of all places. There is a college there that is going to be having a class starting in the next couple of weeks, I guess, an academic study of pornography. Should be very exciting. And I've got a couple letters already about it. I didn't realize this. The grades have been predetermined.
Really?
Writes Greg.
Yeah?
Oh.
Everyone will be getting a big D.
Oh. No, I had heard that the grades would be on a curve.
Really?
As the professor has Peyronie's disease.
Is that not the case? Right.
I don't think it matters.
Isn't a Peyronie a sandwich or something?
That's a pierogi.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Isn't it?
That's a dumpling?
It's more of a dumpling, yeah.
Okay.
It's delicious. Isn't aren't more guys curved than not?
You tell yourself that.
You got a curveball going on, Chick?
Yeah, I don't want to say, but it's...
Old Chick Gonzo McGee?
Kind of looks like... yeah, and it curves down.
It hooks downward,
that's
yeah.
That's wild.
That is wild.
Wild. It's, right on the end, there's looked like a...
Didn't one woman quote it as being... unusable.
Yeah.
Kind of go in from the
that's
side
when
there,
I started yeah. going, no. Hey. Wait a minute.
The point is, this college is having a course in pornography and an academic study of putting the anal in analyze. But, Pat, you apparently have a song about this college of pornography.
Don't know much about art history. Took it last year and I got a D. Don't know much about the Spanish I took. I wish they taught that 50 Shades of Grey book. But I do like studying insects. Put Pornhub Premium on my Amex. What a wonderful thing, pornography. Don't know much about my film class. Hitchcock and Wells, movies from the past. But I do know you porn clips are great. Can't wait to get home and masturbate. Cause I have a class studying porn. I'll do my homework till the early morn. What a wonderful thing, pornography. Now I don't claim to be an expert like Josh and Willie G.
Yeah.
Oh, but maybe by studying Debbie Does Dallas, I'd learn to lick my ABCs. Don't know much about physiology, but I'm learning about Ron Jeremy. I never claimed to be an intellectual, but I know all about those heavy naturals. And I do know the in and out. And what can make Jenna Jameson shout? What a wonderful thing, pornography.
Touch it. Thank you very much.
What are you saying? Touching. I meant that to be taken two ways.
I took a class in porn.
You like it.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
A lot of pop shop quizzes.
You mean just pop quizzes?
You mean pop quizzes.
Well, the pop shot would be the, or money shot, if you will.
Pop shot doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I agree
pop
with you.
Pop quiz.
You think you know more about porn than I do?
No, God.
You can look, Google pop shot right now.
That's a porno thing?
It is?
Yes, it's also the money shot.
That's called a pop shot?
It can be.
If it's from an old man, maybe.
I've always heard.
I'll give it a shot.
I've always heard money shot.
Pop shot, images.
No, thanks.
No, I don't want to.
Safe search off.
Show it to me. Show it to me.
Yeah, I'm
all right,
you.
Not a one comes up, but still.
There's no such thing as pop shot.
Yes, there is.
I think it's important that you made the effort in your head. You said, this is going to be funny.
And then when it wasn't,
now you're defending it.
Okay. If you type in pop shot. See, look. Pop Shots 101, Pop Shots Volume 2, Peter North's Best Pop Shots.
Oh, so it's a compilation.
I knew it.
Is it like a regional thing? Like in L.A. it's Money Shot and
in
Georgia it's Pop Shot?
I've never heard of the Pop Shot.
Well, you don't look at what I look at.
Well, here's a DVD cover with a guy with, what do you call that, mortarboard thing, that square graduation.
Yes.
Yeah, porno cum loudly. Apparently, graduated.
Well, here's a kid that won't be taking that class.
Exquisite MILF pop shot. Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
13-year-old boy getting ready to graduate from the University of Minnesota. Elliot Tanner will soon earn his bachelor's degree with a major in physics and a minor in math.
Elliot.
The teen is maintaining a 3.78 grade point average at the school and participating in undergrad research while also tutoring classmates.
Dork.
After graduation, Tanner will continue on to the university's PhD program.
Poindexter.
He hopes to be a high energy theoretical physicist and ultimately a professor of physics at the school.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's really great for him. Good job.
The kid's a genius. Good for him.
Really, really smart.
Kick your ass in root beer pong.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem with this is it's so hard for, you can't imagine being a 13-year-old trying to socialize at a college.
No, I can't.
Yeah, it must be hard.
Well, no, I mean, the kid's obviously got his genius brain to work with. Good. He'll probably invent something great to save the world.
Have you ever played beer pong, Tom? Did you ever play beer pong?
No.
No, is the answer.
I've never played it either.
What?
Really?
I haven't either.
Really?
You guys know me in drinking games.
Huh.
I don't need them.
Why?
Yeah.
They slow me down, usually.
My goodness.
I've never seen you drunk, so I don't know. I've never seen you drink. So.
I don't know if you have seen me drunk.
I've seen you like two beers deep. You're fine.
Don't be too modest. Now, you have an actual, you change form. You become a different being when you drink.
It's been a while since
typically 12, right?
12 Sir years. Dude the Party Night has shown up.
Yes, now explain the origin story of Sir Dude the Party Night.
It was back in the day when when one night I could polish off a 12-pack, and once that was done, then I would take the 12-pack cardboard box and put it over my head and look through the handle.
Sure.
So it looked like a knight's. And Sir Dude the Party Knight would appear. And I would People went nuts.
Now, was Sir Dude the party night the president the evening that you peed all over that woman's bed?
No. No, Sir Dude did not make an appearance there.
Oh, so really? So she didn't even get that treat.
Nope. Nope. She didn't get to hook up with the Sir Dude.
So does Sir Dude the party night, is he a dancer? Does he tell jokes? Does he?
He does. Yeah. Yeah. He's okay. A partier. Yeah.
All right.
And a lot of dancing. He usually dances his way into the room when he first makes his appearance.
Okay. Wearing the...
All right.
And he doesn't need music.
Did you make a faux pas as Sir Dude the party night? And someone goes, Josh, you punched a hole in the wall last night. You go, that wasn't me. That was Sir Dude the party night.
That happened all the time.
I can't be responsible.
Hey, look, Sir Dude does what he does.
You have no control.
How long would you have that on, typically?
The rest of the night.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's commitment to a bit.
Sir Dude never once hooked up. Now, Drunk Josh would hook up, Sir Dude would never.
Well, you probably can't kiss through that paper.
Stick your tongue out a little bit.
No, when, by that time, he didn't even care. I think Sir Dude may be asexual. It's all about partying. That's
sure.
all.
Not yeah. even like all an over the over the waistband handy? Nothing?
Nothing for Sir Dude. Oh, yeah.
Canadian blowy?
All right, can we move on?
Yeah, what about a blowy?
What? What about not?
Yeah. You know what? I do agree with Tom.
Canadian bacon is...
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Ever wonder how dark the world can really get?
Well, we dive into the twisted, the terrifying, and the true stories behind some of the world's most chilling crimes.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Nicole.
Together, we host Wicked and Grim, a true crime podcast that unpacks real-life horrors one case at a time.
With deep research, dark storytelling, and the occasional drink to take the edge off,
we're here to explore the wicked
and reveal the grim. We are Wicked and Grim.
Follow and listen on your favorite podcast platform.
I don't know about this, but a Florida bride is being accused of working with her caterer to serve her wedding guests cannabis-laced food.
All right.
According to an arrest warrant affidavit, the victims became ill after consuming pasta, salad, as well as olive oil and herb dip.
Oh, they didn't know?
No. Several guests were treated at a local hospital where tests revealed THC in their systems.
That's bad.
I think it was in a lasagna, if I read that correctly.
TLC day, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, you said THC. I'm
sorry. One guest said he told the best man that he, quote, felt like he'd been drugged.
Yeah.
But the best man was incoherent and could not answer a question.
Whoa.
The groom's aunt told authorities she thought it was, quote, common knowledge that cannabis was in the food. That's interesting. Newlywed Dania Sobato and her caterer, Jocelyn Bryant, are now facing negligence, tampering, and drug charges.
Wow.
You have to let people know,
yeah. Of course you have to let people know.
Boy, oh boy.
It's a nice day for a weed wedding.
The commitment was amazing.
Yeah,
was
amazing.
Yes.
And green wedding was right there, but alliteration was more important.
I did see the photograph of this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and people were throwing rice, and half people were getting on the floor and eating it. Stone, you see.
Hey, man, why are you wasting it?
It's the best, the best fried rice I've ever had.
Yeah, that's illegal, you see.
Yeah, of course it's illegal.
Yeah, okay.
Firefighters in Florida have put out a blaze at a marijuana dispensary. The Tampa Bay Times reports fire broke out at the MUV Medical Marijuana Dispensary in Clearwater. At least a dozen firefighters responded to the scene to put out the fire.
In the town of Contact High.
Yeah.
The firefighter said everything was cool until the cops showed up. Yeah.
Mr. Fuzz.
Yeah,
they were pretty chill. See, the irony there is that it's a dispensaries. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the neighborhood went over to see the fire. Step back from the fire.
Yikes.
You're too close.
Now, speaking of, this is possibly the worst segment.
I don't want to do this story.
Here, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Okay, give it to Chick. Speaking of fire.
Yeah, speaking of fires, go ahead, Chick.
This just in to the real news desk with Newsman Chick McGee.
I love Newsman Chick McGee.
Good morning, everyone. Go out and make it a great day. But first.
And this is
news.
Just wanted to hear it one more time.
And not only that, but this is all news to me.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
A climate activist lit himself on fire on Earth Day outside the United States Supreme Court building.
We call that a good start, don't we?
A horrible story.
Well, I can see why Christie didn't want to do it.
Yes. Wow.
The man has died. D.C. Metropolitan Police Department report that Mr. Wynn Bruce, a couple days ago, he was 50 years old of Boulder, Colorado, died Saturday, a day after he set himself on fire.
Yeah.
Says here, set himself ablaze in Washington, D.C. The incident happened around 6:30 p.m. on the plaza in front of the court building.
See ya.
Are you happy?
No, because, I mean, this guy's now leaving an even bigger carbon footprint.
He sure is.
Himself on fire.
He's leaving two carbon footprints. Well, this is as dumb a protest. Lighting yourself on fire.
I read this story earlier in the weekend, and he not only did this, but said he was going to do it a year before.
Yeah.
4/22.
Okay.
22. Man, that's a commitment to a cause. Yeah. I got to tell you.
I bet he screamed.
Oh. No one cares. No one is going to. Well, I wasn't going to really think about this, but now.
Yeah. You know what? I guess I won't fly anymore. Yeah, right.
Are you kidding me? Isn't that kind of cultural appropriation?
What?
Isn't self-immolation really?
Yeah, I mean, it started with the Vietnamese monks, really.
They came up.
So you got to be able to find humor in everything, Christy.
Not in this.
Suppose he used high test.
I mean, this is a brutal.
Who uses the word high test anyway?
Hey, is somebody barbecuing?
Does anyone know?
What, we got a food truck?
No one knows what the term high test is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're Shecky. So anyway, you see this high test gas?
What do they call it? What do they call it now?
Leaded and unleaded. How about that?
No. The most expensive
premium.
Gasoline.
They call it
premium. Yeah.
Well, it's high test. It's funnier. Sure.
Yeah, but it doesn't exist.
Boy, oh boy.
You just don't care.
Make a sign. you don't have to burn yourself to death.
Yeah, no kidding.
It could be a sign ablaze, maybe that.
I mean, yes. Come on.
We had another, by the way, did you see the other? We had this story, I figured it went like 2 weeks ago, about the woman that glued herself to the floor at an NBA game.
Oh, we had another one over the weekend.
Yeah, and then someone glued themselves to the stanchion in the basket. And then the lady ran out. Someone rushed out of the thing and got immediately tackled.
he was watching her. And the guy's got her in the corner of his eye. It is.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But see, they didn't set themselves on fire at an NBA game. Let's hope that they don't.
Yeah, let's hope no one.
Like I gave the guy the matches. Now, it would have been really cool if he just went to Willie's Lighters. Nice little promo for the show.
Oh, that would be nice.
Well, no, but they shouldn't doing it. You know, that Grizzly series is a lot of fun. You know, do it in the Celtics series. They're going to sweep the Nets, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The Grizzlies, there's a lot of basketball to watch.
This guy went totally green, though, when he lit himself on fire.
Yeah. Right?
He just sat down and held a magnifying glass over his face. It took 11 hours.
Just burning hair.
That would be the way to do it. You'd do it solar.
We are horrible individuals.
You're not.
No, this guy got what he wanted. The guy wanted, exactly.
He chose to do this. When you light yourself on fire, you die.
True that.
Boy.
Hey, we need a
power. You know, if he used high test, it would have died quicker.
Say high test again.
The old high test. That's right.
Put that in the
They don't call it that anymore?
I haven't heard high test since I was 4.
Oh, my God. They don't call it high test
of 72.
Anymore.
What do they call it?
Premium.
Well, the place I go has got three different levels of
it. Well, you can do ultra, you can do premium. There's,
Well, so that wouldn't be as funny. You should have used premium. You don't think it?
No, you know, that still works.
No.
High test. You don't think so?
No, high test is fine.
What about diesel? You should have used diesel? Sound.
You know, like diesel fitter?
As in, yeah, diesel get me
diesel catch fire. Diesel. I don't know enough about diesel fuel. Would it burn you better?
Can you imagine this guy covering himself in whatever emulant it was? He turned around. Come on, who's with me? You're on your own, pal. We're going
to
move.
Excuse me, darling. I hate to interrupt you, but there's something I must tell you. I will sing for you. My dear, if you find yourself in Holland, they'll say to you, how yaman. In France, they'll say, ferme la gueule. In Athens, you'll hear, scamons. In Berlin, it's Helton, see the schnauzer. In Jakarta, it's simply, bon com. Let me translate for you, darling. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Has there ever been a topic on which you don't expound? Has there ever been a moment when your mouth wasn't making a sound? Have you ever had the feeling that you might have said enough? I am begging you, my darling, shut up. Shut up! Shut up! Day or night, it does not matter. You still want to shoot the breeze. When I hear your constant chatter, I'm thinking, someone shoot me, please! Maestro, the key change. Now we are in the bedroom, so comfortably recline. Too bad the only intercourse we're having is the conversational kind. There's just one way to stop you from blabbering so much. Say hello to Mr. Johnson and shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.